Okay, tonight we're going to learn about Shavuos B'Tammuz and the 3 weeks. This Sunday is the fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz. It's one of the rabbinic fasts. The Nevi'im, it's the Nevi'im, it's not from Chumash, but it's from the Nevi'im. And there are different fasts that happen, different terrible things happen to the Jewish people. On the 17th of Tammuz, 5 terrible things happened to the Jewish people. And because of that, the Chachamim instituted this fast. It's a pretty severe fast because 5 terrible things happened. First thing that happened was Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas when he came down from Har Sinai and saw the Jews made the golden calf, or Shavuos B'Tammuz. Second thing, the carbon tamid that they brought twice a day in the Beis HaMikdash ceased to happen, also on Shavuos B'Tammuz. They broke through the wall of Yerushalayim and Shavuos B'Tammuz, meaning starting Asar B'Tavis for 3 years, Nebuchadnezzar made a siege around the city of Yerushalayim for 3 years. On Shavuos B'Tammuz, they broke through the wall, and 3 weeks later, on Tisha B'Av, they actually burnt the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, it's an interesting thing. When was that, in the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash? So some people say, some people say it was the second, but the second Beis HaMikdash, because they say the first Beis HaMikdash, they broke through the wall on the 9th of Tammuz, not the 17th. In Yerushalmi, it says that no, both were on the 17th, but the people were all mixed up from the problems, they didn't get the dates right. So the bottom line is that they broke through the wall of the Yerushalayim and Shavuos B'Tammuz. And secondly, this wicked Rasha, Apostumus, burnt the Sefer Torah, and they put an idol into the Beis HaMikdash through the Rishoyim. So these are 5 things that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz.
Is the second.
First. Nebuchadnezzar was that drove out Mordechai, then they built this, they came back, the Purim story, and then they built the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Titus and those guys, the Romans, not Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so therefore like this, let me give an introduction to this whole din. The Gemara, when it speaks about the three, the Avelis, the mourning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah in Merit Katan only speaks about the week of Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shechol by Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av. That means if Tisha B'Av would be Thursday, that means a whole week before starting from Sunday to Thursday would be the week of Tisha B'Av. This year, it's interesting, Tisha B'Av is Sunday. Shavuos B'Tammuz is Sunday. So this year in Halacha, you don't have a week of Tisha B'Av. There's no din of a week of Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is Sunday. And that's it. It's the first day of the week. So in the Gemara, it only speaks about Shavuos Shechol by Tisha B'Av that we have the morning over the Beis HaMikdash. In Ashkenazic communities, they write, the Rambam writes, and the other Poskim write, and this is the official Ashkenazic custom for sure, that we have what's called the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks are the 3 weeks from the time they broke through the wall of Yerushalayim until they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That is what's called the 3 weeks. Then you have the 9 days. In that 3 week period, you have from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. That's called the 9 days. And then even stricter than that is the week of Tisha B'Av. And stricter than that is Tisha B'Av itself. Okay? So number one, the Shavuos B'Tammuz is actually Saturday night and Sunday, but the fast doesn't start until the morning. So in LA time, the fast starts like 4:30 a.m. is when the fast starts Sunday morning. Sunday morning. But the dinim of the 3 weeks actually begin the night before. For instance, during the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to, in Ashkenazic circles, you're not allowed to listen to music, live or recorded. You're not allowed to take haircuts. You're not allowed to make weddings. You're not allowed to make a shachyonu on new fruits. There's a lot of dinim involved in the 3 weeks. But that din of the 3 weeks, according to almost all opinions, begins the night before, the night of Shivasu B'Tamuz. Meaning this year, even though the fast begins Sunday morning at 4:30 a.m., but all the dinim of the 3 weeks, no music, no haircuts, no all that, begins actually Saturday night as soon as Shabbos is over. What?
Do we have to do it also?
Or just do we? Who's we?
Fast.
Yeah. It's good for a diet. No?
I'm a senior mint, so I don't have to do it.
Oh, you don't sin. You don't have to do anything.
So is it that holiday that I was telling you I'm about that I told the singer? Is that the holiday?
No, one second. Not now. Okay? So therefore, just as far as the fast goes, it was like this. Let's first discuss the fast and then we'll talk about the 3 weeks. The fast begins 4:30 in the morning, LA time. Now, if you're planning to get up early in the morning to eat or drink, you have to have in mind before you go to sleep that you're planning to get up early to eat or drink. Because if you don't have that in mind, then you're not allowed to get, even if you do get up in the middle of the night, you're not allowed to eat or drink. It says in halacha that if you always drink in the middle of the night, then it's like you made a condition to drink. But I'm saying, let's say you don't get up in the middle of the night ever to drink. So then, once you go to sleep, the fast begins. So therefore, it's always a good thing for everybody to do, because sometimes you just wake up in the middle of the night, you say, hey, maybe I'll go take a drink, you know? So you should have in mind before you go to sleep that if I wake up early, to be able to, that I'm going to be able to eat or drink. Yeah.
You have to do the whole routine, all the brachot, shema, and then eat, right?
Are they going back to sleep or not?
Probably, yes.
Then they don't have to say brachot necessarily because it's before Amud HaShachar. And they're going back to sleep.
Right.
So you don't have to. You have to wash Nagovasa because you slept in the middle of the night.
You have to say shema before you eat?
No, shema because it's too early to say shema.
Yeah.
You can't say, you're not obligated in shema. Okay, so as far as the fast is concerned, it's interesting then. Halachically, you could take showers. Sunday morning, you could take showers. It said bal nefesh shachmer, but poskim right today, even bal nefesh is not machmer. So liberal, halachically, you're allowed to take showers Sunday morning. But what's unique about Shavuos B'Tamuz over other fasts, it says, on Shavuos B'Tamuz, day itself, you should do like the 9 days. Meaning, you're not allowed to go swimming. You shouldn't. It says in Halacha, you shouldn't go swimming this Sunday, Shavuos B'Tamuz. Even though during the 3 weeks, you are allowed to go swimming. Not the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks, you're allowed to go swimming. But nevertheless, on the day, Shavuos B'Tamuz, because all these terrible, five terrible things happen, so it says you should stay away from doing things that you wouldn't be doing the 9 days, which practically speaking means swimming. Yeah, it's a regular.
I'm not sure if you have
an exercise. Exercise, you can exercise. You can exercise during the 9 days too.
I mean, swimming, but you have exercise swimming.
If somebody is told by a doctor that they need to swim for health, then they could swim even during the 9 days. Because then it's health, it's not enjoyment. Okay, next. What? The reason of swimming is tainug, not sakone. It says during the 3 weeks, it's not a mazel dika time. It's not a good luck time. I mean, you know, terrible things always happen during the 3 weeks. So, because of that, it says in Halacha, for instance, you shouldn't hit your kids, you shouldn't hit students, because, you know, God forbid, you hit them, something can go wrong. Now, don't do that today anyway. I mean, you'll end up in jail. But, for instance, it says you don't do dangerous things during the 3 weeks. For instance, if people need medical surgeries, procedures, the chatchila, they should try to avoid it during the 3 weeks. If they can't, at least the 9 days.
Court case,
it says in the Mishnah when Av begins. But even the 3 weeks, it's a time when the Beis Hamikdash, both Beis Hamikdashim were destroyed. It's not a good luck time for a Jew. Other is a mazel tikka time for a Jew. The 3 weeks, it's not a mazel tikka time for a Jew. So you don't do things that are dangerous. Now, swimming in a pool is not considered dangerous. swimming in a river with a strong current, that's called dangerous. So therefore, this idea of not swimming and during the 9 days is not because of sakana, it's because of enjoyment.
For children, which even a pool could be dangerous.
Again, that's a hergish thing. If you're talking about a pool, that you should be extra careful, it says. Should be extra careful during the 3 weeks, even when you travel, yeah? It says people drive, they should be more careful the way they drive in the 3 weeks than they do a whole year. They should just be more careful. You don't do dangerous things during the 3 weeks, because definitely not during the 9 days. What? It's not a mazel dika time. So when it's not a mazel dika time, good things happen on good days, bad things happen on bad days. Megalgalon schus, the Gemara says, Megalgalon schus liyam zake v'chev liyam cheva. Good things happen on good days, bad things happen on bad days. This is not a good time by Yidden, that's all. It's, you don't do it. So therefore, like this, you don't take haircuts during the 3 weeks. Ideally, it says you shouldn't shave either. Those are people that shave, but it says there's a hetter if people need it for work or whatever, so then they're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. And preferably not during the 9 days, but if they need to, they could. But the marshal, people that trim the mustache because it gets in the way of eating, you can trim it during the 3 weeks. Women could shave their legs during the 3 weeks. You know, things like that. But actual haircuts for men and women, for that matter, is forbidden. Unless if a woman, let's say, is going to mikveh, then she needs to cut her hair. Or if for tzniyah's purposes, like the hair is getting long, it's sticking out of the wig or the tichel or whatever, and then they're allowed to trim it a little bit. But otherwise, you don't take haircuts during the 3 weeks. And even to kids, an adult is not allowed to even give haircuts to kids, even though kids are not obligated. Bechlal, another interesting din. Normally all mitzvahs have chinuch. There's chinuch by every mitzvah. Except the laws of mourning, there's no chinuch. For instance, God forbid, if a kid under bar bas mitzvah loses a parent, they don't sit shiva. They're not obligated, and there's no chinuch. Says in halacha, you don't educate the kids in the dinim of avelus. So practically speaking, a lot of times, happens, nishtan gedacht, it happens way too often that there's little kids under bar bas mitzvah that lose the parents. The kids go to school, just try to make it as normal as possible for them. But there's no din of avelus by kids. What? Kaddish originally was made for kids that couldn't daven for the yomit, so kids were, that was one of the reasons they instituted Kaddish, especially for kids, and that's why they made it in Aramaic, because that was the language that everybody knew at that time.
Is it clear that they said one should not be machmir in
Hukim of Avelut? The Gemara says, Amish Shmuel in Meit, caught in different places, Amish Shmuel alochik divrei amekel. In Avelus, the law is like the ones that are lenient. There's an interesting thing. Oh, we have 2 minutes. When the Rebbe's brother, I mentioned this in the past, when the Rebbe's brother-in-law, Rashag, was sitting shiva upstairs in 770, and the Rebbe went, it was interesting, the Rebbe went during, when the Bachur were eating dinner across the street, because it would be the quietest time, like just all the Bachur would be there. I happened to be there I was upstairs when the Rebbe was, so, the Rebbe told the Rashag, when they were talking, that if you're mekel in the laws of mourning, so in a shemayim, the heavenly court is lenient to the person who dies. But that doesn't mean you don't keep the laws. I'm saying, well, there's different opinions. You go, but the Rebbe says, when you're mekel in the dinim of avelus, so in shemayim, they're mekel. So remember, the Rashag asked the Rebbe, what's the source of that? And the Rebbe didn't answer as if that he's the source. He's the source. It's like, there's a story. The Rebbe Rashab once called in the previous Rebbe, and he said to him, I have a new concept, but I'm not publicizing it because I don't have a source. The second the Friedrich Rebbe left the Rebbe Rashab's room, he's telling everybody what the Rebbe Rashab said. Told everybody what the Rebbe Rashab's, unique thing. So the Rebbe Rashab called him in and he said, I told you I don't have a source. Why are you repeating it? He says, you don't have a source. I do. You're the source. It's good enough for me. So he says, you don't have a source. I do. So I'm publicizing it.